being young and independent too. See, like I had a house when I got out of jail last time.
Yeah.
And then I was by myself because my missus left me, right? So I didn't have my kids. And so I was doing what I was doing. And then I finally got my kids' custody, right, to come with me. And while I had them, the stuff I'd done while I was by myself come back and caught up with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and so, and the kids, like, really loved it with me, you know what I mean? And I ended up back in here. And now, you know, every time I talk on the phone, when they're coming home, and just last night I said to my mum, and it broke my heart, I said, next time I get out, I'm going to come back in. And my kid got excited and called out to his sister. He goes, guess what? He goes, oh, Dad said he's not going to go back to jail. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it broke my heart. Like, they're 5 and 4, and they're thinking already that I'm in and out, you know what I mean? Mm. And it broke my heart, you know? So this time when I get out, I'm going to hope, you know, things are going to go better. I come to jail and I was still, how could I put it, doing drugs.
Mm.
And then I thought, hang on, I got parole, so I stopped doing everything. I'm on a methadone program now.
Mm.
And since then, I've never, you know, all my urines are clean. Like, you know, I've come good.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, when I get out, well, if I can do that for these fellas in here,
yeah,
I have to do it for my children.